Pollock, in the video, you were very careful to mention that idarucizumab is specific for dabigatran. However, there is a question, does idarucizumab interfere with any other anticoagulants?
Based on a fairly extensive preclinical analysis of idarucizumab, there's no evidence that it binds to any other pharmacologic agent or any naturally occurring protein. So as far as anybody has seen, there's been no suggestion in any way to the contrary. Idarucizumab is targeted only at dabigatran, so it wouldn't be expected to interfere with, for example, if you wanted to put someone on heparin, alumiliquid heparin, or if they were on an anti-10A agent, we wouldn't expect idarucizumab to have any effect on those.
Thank you. Dr. Pollock, are there any contraindications to the use of idarucizumab?
You know, not really. I guess if a patient's been exposed to idarucizumab before and had a reaction, they shouldn't get it again. We haven't seen that in the study, but that's just good clinical practice. Other than that, there aren't really any pharmacologic contraindications to use of the agent. I think there are appropriateness standards that should be observed. It's easy to envision a situation where someone who needs a routine cholecystectomy and it's Saturday morning and they take Pradaxa for atrial fibrillation and the surgeon would love to get the procedure done today instead of waiting a couple of days as per the package insert for Pradaxa. So they just reverse them and do the surgery. It's very effective in that setting, but the cost of the drug, I think, argues against that approach. We've studied the drug in situations where the patient has life-threatening or uncontrollable bleeding or has the need for an urgent or emergent invasive procedure that can't be delayed at least 8 hours. By the way, that at least 8-hour delay continues to be part of the study, but it was not incorporated into the label. They just say an urgent or emergent procedure that can't be postponed. I think if the patient meets one of those two criteria, it's appropriate to use the drug. It shouldn't be used as a convenience drug in pre-procedural patients, but that's not really a contraindication. That's more an appropriateness from a clinical and economic standpoint issue.
Very good. Thank you for that. Dr. Pollock, I have a question about the use of idarucizumab in conjunction with other reversal and or repletion agents. Could you comment on that, please?
I think one of the important decisions we made in designing Reverse AD was that we did not exclude patients who had already received fresh frozen plasma or prothrombin complex concentrate or Novo7 or any other agent prior to open label dosing with idarucizumab or after idarucizumab. We wanted as much as we could to mimic real world practice, and we know that sometimes agents are combined, and when you've got a patient who's dying in front of you, you sometimes sort of throw the kitchen sink at them, which means they may be exposed to more than one agent. In real life, though, if you've got a patient who is known to be taking dabigatran, and hopefully they're not on any other anticoagulant, and you need reversal, whether it's for bleeding or for pre-procedural use, idarucizumab appears to be suitable for monotherapy. And so there's really no reason to use other agents. You may need to transfuse, but there's no reason to use other reversal or repletion agents. The one exception being patients with a consumptive coagulopathy on top of their dabigatran. So if you think about that, you might envision a patient with septic shock or a patient who's had polycystic trauma and has already received multiple transfusions and may be going in sort of a DIC situation. In those rare circumstances, if the patient's taking dabigatran, my personal guidance would be to start with idarucizumab. And then if the patient continues to have trouble in the setting where you think you've already reversed the dabigatran, I would add 4-factor PCC at that point. I think those are going to be rare situations, but boy, they're going to be memorable.
Dr. Pollock, thank you very much for your time today. We greatly appreciate your insights and the knowledge you've been able to share with us regarding idarucizumab and particularly the Reverse AD study. Just as a reminder to our participants, if you have additional questions that you would like to pose to Dr. Pollock, please send those to info@medcomcall.com. info@medcomcol.com, and we'll make sure to have Dr. Pollock address those as well. Thank you very much for your time. We greatly appreciate your interest and look forward to your feedback. Thank you.